Oh, wow.
Very exciting. Very exciting. One, I just got everybody Cheez-Its. You know what? Let me help you open it. Because you got one hand.
Thank
Don't
you,
eat
by
it.
Way.
You better look at the expiration date.
It's not expired.
I don't think it's expired.
How you know?
It's not expired.
It's look at the back. It says something about 2025.
Okay. That's when it was first made.
No.
Copyright.
No date on it.
It has no date.
It's got Team USA soccer. It can't be that old.
I'm sure it's fine. We'll be fine.
It's Cheez-Its, damn it. You don't want to eat it and then all of a sudden goes left.
No, it gets soft.
These are a little lacking in flavor.
Oh, really? You see, I'm good.
Yeah.
They're still crunchy.
Still crunchy, but.
Are they flavorful?
No.
I got you. Hold on.
It says it's got Alexi Lawless on the back. He kind of looks like a Cheez-It. Oh, man. Very exciting. Let's get to our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Kia Miami. At a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito, maybe with some Cheez-Its. And whatever you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia. The Dolphins have tweeted out, who do you guys want to see arriving at camp? Somebody says Malik Willis, and they tweet out the video of Malik Willis walking in before the sun's up. Gooseys! That's a franchise QB. That's a move. Show up before the sun's up.
The sun.
If
really?
He throw three picks in the first game, that won't matter.
Hey, don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Don't do that.
Put the importance where it needs to go.
He can't do that, right?
What time Malik shows up doesn't matter. Mm. How he plays matters.
True. Jeff Hafley is currently speaking to the media. He's got himself
already.
Yeah.
They talk before practice too.
They always talk before practice. The Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing that they have been doing for a while. They've
they
always
did it
done
since Flo was doing
since
that.
Flo.
Yeah,
Flo was a pre-practice guy. He's not an after-practice guy. Which I always thought was ridiculous. Like, why not speak after practice when things happen? I mean, I don't understand that.
Because then you don't have to talk about practice.
No, but I also, guess so. And it gives us, the media, something to, you know, have to talk about for the next 2 hours before practice ends, and then you get to talk to the players.
Mm-hmm. Travis Wingfield from Dolphins.com. He says, Jeff Hafley has said Caden Proctor will focus on left guard and master that one position first and foremost.
I like it.
He says
he was a right tackle or left tackle?
Left tackle last year.
So that's perfect. Remember I said I thought they'd do this with Patrick Paul. They must have tried it, but it didn't
work. It's a different regime.
No, but this has nothing to do with regime. Mm-hmm. This is a normal thing. Who's the – Jonathan Ogden did it.
Jonathan Ogden did it?
He played guard.
Laramie Tunsil did it?
Yes. It's a very normal occurrence. And the reason why you do it is – so you learn how to work with the guard. So that, like, no, it's not a reach. It's not a, like, and here's the thing. There's certain coaches that think this. I need my best five offensive linemen on the field. Period. End of story. And that's why I thought Patrick Paul would play left guard. He must have not been able to do it. But moving in and playing guard and learning how to work with a guard if you should end up playing tackle is not a bad thing.
I haven't been paying attention, but looking at Twitter, he says y'all tearing them Cheez-Its up for thinking they're just okay.
All I hear is the bag.
They're good, man. I'm telling you. You're right. Listen, no one's going to the store and they're like, Cheez-Its. Still, I'm telling you, you come across some Cheez-Its. Not bad.
I mean, you went on a seek and destroy mission, though.
Yeah, I wanted everybody to experience together.
Well, we are.
We appreciate you.
They
are
also
good. They're crunchy, though. They're good.
I also was looking for a born-on date, and there's no date on them.
No,
you know what that means.
Vlad is right when he says there is a 2025 on here.
Where?
On the copyright. But I don't know if that's for the back.
No, but here's the deal. You know what the scam is, right?
What's the scam?
Normally, if you get the Cheez-Its that are supposed to be sold, they have it on the bag. But if you buy them by the box, they're on the box. So these are 2 ounces, so they probably came out of a bigger box.
Yeah, like a Costco box.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. You did
but you're
say,
not supposed to sell Lucy's.
But World Cup soccer is on the
I don't like that, dude.
Is on the packaging, so it's got to be of recent.
One would think.
Yeah, one would think.
So it's got to be between June.
Unless
unless it was before
unless
June.
Unless like Schmeathen said, it's Landon Donovan instead of Christian Pulisic.
Or Alexi Lalas.
Who a guy who went bald to a full head of hair.
That was crazy. He did get a better job than this time around, though. The last World Cup, woof.
Oh, he went back to Turkey again.
Let's see. Jeff Hafley from Travis Wingfield says the Dolphins will go live in practice this camp. Austin Jackson, according to David Ferronis' tweets, Austin Jackson didn't participate in team drills during OTAs and minicamp. Jeff Hafley proclaimed he's back as he has progressed from his recovery.
Man, I got to tell you, there's a lot of promise in that offensive line.
Yeah.
When you go left tackle, left guard, you got Brewer at center.
Brewer's a beast.
And then you go Savainaya.
Being back.
And Austin Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know Austin Jackson.
His health's the biggest worry,
right? You know Austin Jackson, Patrick Paul, and Brewer are okay, right? It's the two young guys. But I will say this. Every offensive line has an other.
Sure.
So
I think if I was most worried about anything, believe it or not, it's not even Savainaya, right?
Who is it?
It's Austin Jackson being new Teron Armstead. He misses a lot of games. I think he's missed 41% of his games.
Def taxes and Austin Jackson.
Yeah,
yes,
like that's my biggest worry.
And the crazy thing about it is that if it were anyone else, we would be like, we're done with this. He's good. And so you like, I hope. But how long can we do this?
Well, he restructured his contract. I think he took a little haircut. So, I think this is kind of the put up or shut up year.
And keep in mind, can't Savainaya play right tackle? Or he's just a guard?
He did at Arizona.
Okay, so
they could do a kick out. So, they could put Salyer there.
Right.
You know, if that happens.
See how it's kind of positioning itself to where you have some flexibility, but the most important thing is that I think Proctor was a right tackle?
No, he was left tackle.
Left tackle. So he's on the left side.
Yep.
I told you how important that is. But if Austin Jackson does get hurt, you got some Savainaya that could just kick out and you move somebody else to left guard.
Yeah,
I mean right guard. So you kind of see.
Yeah, they got that dude Jamari Salyer. He was kind of their depth piece. That
but here's the deal. You can literally start the season knowing what your plan is and not have to have any surprise starting linemen, which is a good start.
Be so nice just to not have it be an issue this year.
Right.
That's all I'm.
Well, the issue was that they put themselves in a position. And this is the past regime. They put themselves in a position that if anybody got hurt, we were done.
And it lasted 4 snaps.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Like, what was that dude they brought in with the torn Achilles? What the hell was that guy's name? You remember him, Vlad?
From Pittsburgh?
Yeah, what was that guy's
Harrison?
Name?
Harrison? No.
I don't remember.
I'll find out.
He was, we were talking about that on Game Day Uncensored, and they're like, over under on a full offensive line. I was like, oh, it's going to be over 13 games, 3 snaps.
But
done.
But,
torn pec.
But is it not James Daniels? No.
Could be. James Daniels, yes. Yeah. I think you're right. Yes, okay. It was James Daniels.
Thanks, Perez.
Yeah, it was.
So, like, but come on. Like, dude, they signed more injured players and then wonder why they got hurt.
3 years, $24 million they gave that man.
Yeah, off a torn Achilles.
Right.
Chris Greer can't help himself.
Is that but that
he's gone now. The bad man's gone.
The cool thing about when you see just how things are shaping up, right? The really cool thing is one, you see all the guys have definitive positions. You don't like in years past you wondered all the way up to week one who's gonna play where. You also can see the contingency plan of what happens if this guy gets hurt, the only guy that really gets hurt is Austin Jackson.
I thought Omar made an interesting point, too, because I don't know about, you know, we've talked about the side thing, but this is an interesting thing, too. Let's say the Austin Jackson thing Austin Jackson's, right? Would you, are we going to go through his whole career and Kaden Proctor's going to be a guard, or do they put him tackle? Like, do they
one
do
of
the switch
things,
with him?
One of the things they said definitively, okay, he will play left guard this year.
That's what he just said, yes.
And,
but I'm
and
saying
so
in an
from
emergency.
That, it, no. You, he's young. You want to leave him there. You don't want the same situation as Savai and I. Put him somewhere else and then have him uncomfortable for half the year. You put him here. You put him here early. You let him learn. You work next to the left tackle. And this is where you're going to be this year. If we're going to fix it and we're going to change you,
next year,
you're going to have an offseason to work on it so we do it right.
Fair enough.
So it's all about how you build it, how you get some consistency. Like, people think, oh, offensive line, let's just move him here, 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 and here. I've always told you, no. That does not work.
Joe Shad tweets out Devon Achane is a full go from his offseason rehab. So that's good.
You
good
know
news.
That, you know what that is? Year four. Everybody have offseason work rehab.
Well, I think, what, do you have a shoulder going into the offseason?
His legs work.
Storm Duck and Darrell Baker, the cornerbacks, are further away in their recovery. Oh, that's the
Storm Duck. Man. What did he have? What did he do?
Tore his ACL.
Okay.
Tore his ACL.
That's harder, too.
For a cornerback?
Yeah. A lot of change in direction. Although, I always say Adrian Peterson came back next year and had 2,000 yards. So.
Yeah. Freak. Cool. Yeah, that's about all the pressing issues on here on guys being back and whatnot. A lot of coach speak and good stuff there and whatnot, but I don't think.
Yeah, I think there's a couple.
Oh, here's one. Chris Bell, he says.
November.
No, he says he doesn't think he's far off. I don't know. It's a little vague, but it's not. But it doesn't sound pessimistic.
Far off means you see a guy running, like he could probably run straight ahead and look good, and everybody goes, oh, he looks good, but you don't want to even risk doing any cutting.
They should
Not
be safe
yet.
With them.
Yeah.
They should be safe with them.
I just think I like to start the year. You have never heard this kind of definitive comments coming from your coach as far as positions, right? Saying, no, Proctor's going to play next to Patrick Paul. That's it. We're not moving him. That's off-season moves, right? Savai and I is going to be right. Now, I'm more than sure they can kick Savai and I out if they have to, right? Because, again.
It's his side. I wonder, like, it's going to – look, this is thinking doomsday anyway, but it's like if that happens, year two of Kaden Proctor, is Kaden Proctor going to always be a guard on that side, or do they think he's talented enough he's going to be a right tackle?
They might – if they find – here, and let's look at it this way. What if they find a left guard? Right?
Mm-hmm.
That they think can play next to Patrick Paul.
Right.
Then in the offseason, they might say, okay, Proctor, we're going to move you to right tackle or right guard. And you and Savai and I are going to work together now. But it's the same guys. There's the same guys in the room. Right? So when you're working in the offseason, you're working with a guy you know. How many times has new linemen come in at the end of like the summer? I mean, we've had two or three of those guys come in the last few years. You just, the first time you've seen your teammates is almost during camp.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. All right, let's give away those first pair of Brad Paisley tickets. If you want to see Brad Paisley, he's going to be at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale this September, and we got a chance for you guys to win tickets right now. Caller number, what do you want to do, Jennifer?
Let's go ahead and do caller number 3.
Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley at the War Memorial Auditorium. It's a Live Nation show in September. If you guys want to go, caller 3 to 305-567-0560. 560 will win the tickets. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. We'll go see Brad Paisley. Don't forget your lampshade. Dolphins reporting to camp as we're finally here. Football is here, and you're seeing some of the practices get to going. As far as the Dolphins are concerned, Devon Achane, according to Jeff Hafley, all good to go, as is Austin Jackson, and pretty optimistic on Chris Bell as well. So those are all good things. All good things on the start of camp as the Dolphins turn the page. Right now, Jordan Brooks is speaking to reporters after the first time he's speaking to the media after signing his new deal. He, according to Joe Shad's Twitter, thank you, Jennifer. You got it? You good? All right, buddy. Pretty good. You managed.
It takes a while.
Looked a bit painful, but
it takes a
proud
while
of you.
To use the bathroom, wash your hands.
Takes a while to use the bathroom, wash your hands.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Yeah. A stranger.
No.
What? Yeah, I know you wouldn't do that here.
Let you know, he would go downstairs.
No, that's in case of emergency. But
why you gotta do that?
I tell you what.
Vlad. Give him a minus one.
Why? Vlad, the one time I had to, and you know the lights minus are automatic, one. The lights didn't cut on. Uh-oh. So I'm like waving. I'm like, please, Jesus. Please, I can't see. Where's the toilet paper? I'm running out of time. Please. I'm downstairs sweating.
Oh, man.
I'm like, please help me. Help me. Finally, a light turned on. I was like, whew. Thank you. Like, yeah, that's like.
Hard times.
Oh, yeah, that was hard times right there.
Jeff Hafley told reporters, quote, I want to do it the right way. I want to build this thing the right way so we can win.
And you know what? Just with what they've done with the offensive line, right? You may not know how good the players are, and we may not know that to this point, right? But there's a plan. This will be the first year in the last 4 years that I would say you pretty much know who your starting five are going to be. We've gotten all the way up through camp not knowing who the starting five up front were going to be, and that is a problem for that unit. If you have no idea and you're still working things out when football season starts. So the fact that we all have an idea just with those guys. Now there's some other positions we're not sure of yet. Wide receiver.
Yep.
Cornerback. How they're going to handle the D-line.
I'll tell you one thing, though. There's nothing more exciting than a rookie wide receiver. Like seeing a rookie wide receiver.
Because they
break.
Run fast.
Yeah, and, just
you
like.
You know what? Let me tell you why.
There's nothing like that.
You want me to tell you why? Because what separates the receivers is not their ability to run. There's a whole bunch of fast guys. Mm-hmm. Some catch more than others. Just because you play wide receiver don't mean you can catch, right? Just look in Pittsburgh. I just use that as an example. But
big muscles, though.
How you catch the ball when you get hit. And I think those are the things that used to separate receivers back in the day. They kind of run through there like they can't get hit. But sometimes the sheer presence of somebody that could hit them causes problems. So it's what you can do and what your abilities are at that position. While can you get off the line of scrimmage, right? That was a big one for the young guys.
Yep.
Getting jammed up. Can you read defenses on the fly? And then can you catch the damn ball while all that stuff is going on?
I got a quote here. I don't know if this guy is your favorite player on the team, but he's about to be your favorite player on the team because you're going to love this quote.
What?
You're going to love it. Jennifer, he's going to love this quote.
I'm ready to hear
Vlad,
it.
Vlad, Leroy's going to love this quote.
Leroy's going to love it.
Love it.
Okay.
He's going to love it.
I really want to hear it.
First of all, wait, let me. Who gave it?
Jordan Brooks.
He's going to love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, maybe. I like Jordan Brooks.
He's going to love
like
it.
I like Jordan Brooks.
He's
hold on, love hold on, it. Hold on. Hold on. Go ahead.
Omar Kelly tweets out, quote, the only way you can get better at tackling is to tackle. I don't believe in trying to be too careful. The game is the game. If you get hurt, it was meant to be. And that's on his reaction to saying there's going to be live tackling in camp.
Right. Like, but it's for how many seasons?
Goosey.
How many seasons in both college and the NFL have we watched either the Canes or the Dolphins start a season and nobody tackle for the first month because they just hitting and bouncing off?
Hmm.
Right? We've seen it. We've seen it. That's why that dude led the league in tackles last year.
And I don't think Omar put this in his tweet, but I think as he was saying this, he said that Jordan Brooks was chewing on glass as he said this.
Did he say that?
I think he forgot that in the tweet, but he should have had that in the tweet.
Minus one.
I tell you what, I've seen more guys get hurt trying to protect themselves from getting hurt.
What?
I've seen more guys get hurt.
He didn't stutter.
Trying to protect themselves from getting hurt.
That's deep.
Here's the deal. If you're the aggressor usually never gets hurt. In football, the aggressor, I want you to watch football. And every time you see a tackle, I want you to think the aggressor versus the guy trying to protect himself. See who gets hurt more.
Didn't somebody even lose their neck?
What?
What's that player? Stingley. Wasn't he the one laying the tackle on
the
that
cornerback?
That, no, his dad or his uncle. One of them.
Yeah.
He
got paralyzed. That was, what, how many years ago?
But no. You said if you're the aggressor,
yeah,
you're usually the one that doesn't.
There's exceptions to every rule throughout the.
I'm just
football's
saying,
been around for damn near 100 years, Vlad.
It's not about being aggressor or not. Once you have two people that are going to collide, somebody's going to get hurt.
Tears.
I'm telling you.
Tears said Tua tried to be aggressive. Yeah, kind of, but
he
also
he was trying to be aggressive. trying to be aggressive in a passive way,
and he got DeMar Hamlin.
That was rough. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
How you get knocked out by a guy that nearly perished?
He really had the awareness of a billy goat. Like it really was.
You
crazy.
Know what? Can I just tell you one of the problems Tua had? Sometimes you got to just go out and play football, and not care how it looks, not care what people think. Tua tried to accommodate all the things he was hearing while he was playing football. And it just didn't put him in a place to relax and play. And I think that's unfortunate because when you think about throwing the ball and every time he heard something, and I would say this, in order to play that position at any level, you have to be mentally tough. You really do. Because you're going to take the brunt of everything. You're going to be responsible for everything. And you really can't say anything about any of it. You take the blame. If you're not mentally tough and you're not tough enough to handle that and still go on with doing what you need to do to win, it looks like what it did the last 3 years. That's the facts.
Weather is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Hurricane season is here. Make sure your roof and windows are ready. Call 954-968-8155 for a free estimate. 88 degrees and cloudy right now in Miami. Rainy conditions around 4 p.m. today. We'll take a break. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Gone, the damage done. Song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand.
Why are you looking at me like that, dude? You would disagree with the Intangibles Love Three Doors Down? Vlad?
I would think
is
so.
Is that the Superman people?
Superman, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know me, Superman.
They do.
Intangibles love that song, dude. As long as you be my friend at the end.
Dude.
We like, did that song.
I love the way he goes,
in.
Ah.
That's their soul. That's their soul right there, man. They're being so.
All right. Damage is done. Go around the room. Say where the damage has been done. Conor McGregor.
Is he still talking?
Just his name is damage.
He is still talking.
Damage is done, my friend.
He said yesterday he put up a video of him doing the kicks. before his knee blew out. Mm-hmm. He said on Instagram, what was to be a generational beating is now to be a reset. IFW 2027, the last dance. And that means International Fight Week 2027. So July of 2027, the last dance.
So you mean a year from now?
A year from
so
now.
So a year from now, we're going to basically watch you go in there and swing one time and collapse?
No, this is good. I get it, Leroy. Gives him 4 months of roiding up, coked out.
And then getting off of the...
And then getting off
ready
of
for the fight.
And then get ready for the fight. And yep. Lose
you know, that makes it worse, though.
Getting off it?
Because you may put so much strain on your joints when you're working out, mm-hmm. then... Like, that's why so many people that do that stuff have, like, tear. You don't just have an injury. You rip it.
He also, it's not going to be the last dance because it just means it's the last UFC fight of his career. Like, then he'll go fight twice for Netflix, and then he'll fight for Bare Knuckle, and he'll be fighting, yeah. you know, till he's 45. That's, you know.
And getting his ass kicked for the last 20 years or 10 years of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But the damage is done, my friend. What was to be. And also.
Damage
what was
done.
To be a generational beating? To whom?
Himself.
A generational beating you were going to put on Max Holloway.
Max, come on, man.
you know how great it is you were in there with it? Instead of Max Holloway, you weren't in there with Dustin Poirier, who would have like...
Oh, they would have... That would have been it.
Poirier would have been like, oh, you can't move? That's tough. That's tough.
Grounded pound.
And you talk trash, so that means they're going to pound you even more.
Right.
Like, you are the guy that gets knocked out and get two extra punches, and it goes absolutely necessary.
Man, crazy. And Miami LB says, the McGregor disrespect is unnecessary.
He does it to himself. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's your damage, dude?
So, my damage is done is, everybody knows, look, I had surgery. It sucks, right?
You went limp. This literally adds to your damage.
So, but I want to tell you a story. So, after I had gone to see the doctor and we're scheduling surgery, I have to go to my primary to get the, you know, pre-op, right? I was in the area, so I stopped by my primary's office. I say to the young lady, here's my paperwork. Here's what I need done. Surgery is on 7/22. Right?
Yep.
She goes, okay. Looks me right in the eye and says, we can get you in on the 23rd.
Hmm.
Chew on that for a second.
August?
No, July, a day after the surgery.
Wow.
And so I said, you do realize I need these things before surgery, right? She goes, watch your tone.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm like, watch my tone.
No.
So I call my doctors, the doctor that's doing the surgery. They go, you know
for
what?
Sass.
Right from the desk, they go to MD now. We're send it over there. And, you know, when you go to your primary, you got to go get all the tests in different places.
Yeah.
Blood work here, EKG here, mm-hmm. the blood pressure, all that stuff. Went to MD now, right from the desk. They did everything in an hour right there.
That's nice.
Right. So my damage is done is I'm not going to put y'all on Front Street.
Was it a song?
But damn!
Was it a tangibles?
No. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait, intangibles or tangible?
No, tangible.
Tangible.
One of our own.
Tangible.
One of our own.
Yeah. Like, I'm like.
I'm going to tell you why.
I said.
She knows she messed up. So.
She tried to reverse. Do the reverse.
Right. She tried to reverse Uno it.
I said, you do know how this works, right? And here's the kicker. You know, blood work takes a couple of days. So it can't be the 21st. Right?
Yeah, you need some time.
And I was like, you know what? All set. Look at that. Look at the appointment later on today, all in one spot.
See, Stan's in his
damage
July
is
home.
Done.
Oh, my goodness. He is. Look, he's in that. He's on that list.
How long has he been there, Vlad?
I don't know.
10 years.
It doesn't matter. We don't want. Okay.
Oh, you got him on the Jimmy Butler?
We got him on the, yeah.
Oh, I think Giancarlo Stanton owns that list more than Jimmy Butler does.
It doesn't matter. He's
playoff Giancarlo.
Yeah, as long as he's healthy in playoffs.
That's literally been his thing since he's put on pinstripes.
We got him. We had Judge. We're good.
Dude, somebody said Leroy got used to yelling at Tobin and did to me. Dude, if there's any a time in life that somebody deserved to be yelled at, is somebody giving you a date for a pre-op test the day after the surgery? Like, what?
Is NFL Network still a thing, by the way, or is it just ESPN now? Like, is the NFL Network still
operating?
No, they're
still going to use that damn channel.
NFL Network's still the NFL Network.
It's still on.
It's still on and will be on the NFL, you know.
So are they going to move, like...
But they're moving people from NFL Network.
Yeah, so is that where they're going to move... Is that where they're going to move? What's his name that they just let go?
No. He can't go there because the NFL Network is owned by ESPN.
Yeah, Ryan Clark's not going to go there. Right. He's going to have to go to, like, Fox.
And the NFL owns 10% of ESPN.
Man, look, I like Ryan Clark. Sometimes too much. Mm-hmm. Right? He tried to, like, you don't have to say the thing. Like, a lot of people in the business feel like they have to say that thing that gets them clicks. And it usually gets, a lot of times it gets you the wrong way. It's like Kyrie saying the earth is flat. That's how I look at some of the things that they say.
I think that's the perfect description of Ryan Clark. I think everybody likes Ryan Clark sometimes too much.
Right. That, no, I know, because I follow him. I listen to him. Like most of the time he is very thoughtful or whatever. But he then tries to go.
They did a rancid job with the firing of him, though. Like, that's that. Like, I don't understand why that's getting leaked. Just leaking that is just to hurt somebody. Because there's no reason you can't get somebody in and fire them on the air or just let him finish the job.
Right.
You know,
or like, that day.
Yeah, let him finish that day.
That
to me was
I mean, so I get it, like Miami LB says he cries too much. It one of the things that you I think you can't do in this business. There's a lot of people that want to take a stand on everything. Right? There's a couple of things that you live your life on that you've taken a stand on forever if you comment on those things or whatever. But every time a situation comes up, you can't take a stand. Not every time, right? You voice your opinion and you move on, right? If you're asked, and so.
Wait, I mean, he gets paid to.
No, but not too much, Vlad.
What do you mean?
But when I'm saying he goes too far.
Well, maybe for you he goes too far, but I mean.
Again, not just for me. Not just for me. Like, what are you, like.
What, and the intangible execs?
What? It's not a black or white thing. I felt the same damn way about Skip Bayless. But I respect Ryan Clark a lot more than Skip Bayless.
Yeah, but Skip doesn't get let go.
Well, he did get let go.
No, I mean, they just shut down the show.
Really?
They just shut down
really?
The show. They shut down
really?
The show. They couldn't, and they couldn't find
They
anybody.
Optioned him to AAA.
No, because they tried to do it something with, what was it, Keyshawn, and it just didn't work. That was it. But they tried.
But sometimes
he got into a fight with his new co-host after Shannon left in like a week.
That's what I'm saying. They tried. What I'm saying is that they were going to try.
Remember when they tried Richard Sherman?
Right. Oh, Richard Sherman. You know what? I'm sorry. It wasn't Keyshawn. It was Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
They tried. They were going to continue. They just realized, okay, you know.
He's lost his fastball.
But that was it.
He's not the same guy anymore.
But he could, if he was the same guy, he could get away with a lot of his takes.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Well, besides Michael Lombardi's repost, which, by the way, are now deleted.
Oh,
damage is done.
Good to see he's covered.
Damage is done. Yeah, he definitely covered them, you know, after they were exposed. Damage is done there. Also, we have some damage in the Billboard charts, guys.
Really?
We do.
What happened?
Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey's record has been broken.
By who?
What?
By Taylor.
No.
By who?
Drake?
No.
No, it's a woman in country.
Ella Langley?
Beyonce?
Ella Langley.
Ella Langley broke the record?
Ella Langley has had her single, Choosing Texas.
That's a good song.
Number one for 15 weeks.
Jeez.
She broke the record for the longest leading non-holiday hit. by a woman with no feet.
If she came in here and slapped me in the face, I wouldn't know who she was.
She's very she's blown up, dude. Yeah. I think Miranda Lambert told her, she's like, you can't talk to me anymore. You got to go talk to Taylor Swift because I don't, like, this is ridiculous with your pop. Because she writes some of her songs. She wrote She's in Texas with her. And she's like, yeah, this is.
She wrote that one and Butterfly Season.
Yeah, she's like, you're to the moon.
She didn't write Amanda Lambert. What's her name?
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert wrote the song.
With her, yeah.
Yeah.
And she, but like, so it's kind of been like a mentor, but
she's like,
this lady's going to the moon.
Is like Randy Moss and Chris Carter?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I have nothing left to teach you. Sorry.
She's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah. Love that girl. So I'm really proud of her. I mean, that's all.
Is Miranda Lambert the Sunday night?
No, that's Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
That's right. Carrie Underwood. Right.
They're besties.
They're besties.
Yeah, Miranda Lambert's a little bit more hardcore than Carrie Underwood.
Also feel like more laid back, I would say. In a sense.
Yeah. But that's crazy. That's a very But I always wonder with this, like, how are we measuring that? Because, like, that's on streams? Is that how that works?
No, it's number one. That's just number not number one in streams, just number one in the charts.
So that counts radio?
Yeah.
Not number one in the charts. Is that everything?
That's crazy.
Like,
but doesn't that get beefed up? Does that get beefed up by streams?
No, it has nothing to do with. Does it have to do with streams?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with streams.
Because I imagine, like, if Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey had streams on top of it back in the day, on top of radio back in the day, I wonder if, like, that.
No, this is just like Billboard.
Right, but does Billboard account streams?
I don't know that.
Still impressive.
Right.
Vlad, what damage is done for you?
Continuing from yesterday, in our final segment from our, is it All Right or No?
Yes.
Same party. Remember yesterday I talked about Michael Porter being denied?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there was another group of people that were denied.
What?
And this was worse than Michael Porter Jr. And these individuals live and play within the city.
The Mets?
And they won gold medals. Yes, I'm talking about the Hughes brothers.
Really?
Yes. That's
Well,
Jack Hughes? Well, he lives in Jersey.
He lives in Jersey, but I'm just saying that same party.
I could actually kind of see that. They're tiny.
But the way, like, it's.
Do they have the gold medals on?
No, they have the gold medals on, but they were trying to, like, yeah, he plays here. Like, you know, like the explanation and explaining, like, no, I deserve and belong on the list.
If it was a Justin Bieber party. I don't think Justin Bieber's going to let the Hughes brothers in. He's probably like, F those guys. They beat Canada.
He's a Canadian.
He's a very big. He gets Sergei Bobrovsky. It's not fair. He's a very big Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Why would he care? He probably hasn't liked Quinn Hughes when Quinn Hughes played for the Vancouver, and he probably doesn't like him now that he's on the Wild. And Jack Hughes beat his country and broke his heart.
But he won gold medal for the country. And Jalen Brunson won a championship for the Knicks. Therefore, their shows. An NBA championship is more valuable than a gold medal.
No, or Vlad.
Well, listen.
I would say there's nobody in that area that doesn't know who Jalen Brunson is. But Hughes, if one of the Hughes brothers walked up, you might not know who he was.
Let me ask you this.
That's like that.
If Sam Bennett won the gold medal, he's getting into Bieber's party.
Let me ask you this.
What's up?
Bam Adebayo wins an NBA title. And right. Matthew Tkachuk wins a gold medal. And they walk into... party down here. Who do you think is
but who's hosting the party though? Well, Bam's getting in no matter what.
Right.
Yeah.
But who's Tkachuk, hosting the party?
That might be, if it's somebody who's not a hockey fan, he might not know what Tkachuk looks like.
Right, if it's so three doors down hosting the party, Tkachuk's getting
you understand what I'm saying, Vlad? It's not like it's the same thing with football. Dude, I've gone to parties on South Beach when my name was on the list. And the first thing they say was, I thought you were bigger.
Hmm.
Right? They didn't know who I was. I wear a face mask. I wear a helmet. So I understand that. Like, hockey, and hockey's not big as football.
Who's number one in town right now, other than Messi? Take him out. Who's number one in town right now, right this way, mister? Gets in the
Giannis.
Gets in the party.
Giannis.
Giannis is the
guy. Giannis. Right now. And then I would say, Malachi Bam. Bam. Three. Everywhere. I'm saying everywhere. Like, there's certain places.
Yeah, Mally's very young. Can he still get in? Like, will there still be places that reject him, or is he too good that he'll get past the bouncers?
He's
too good.
They'll assume he's 21 because he's been balling.
They'll make him 21. Yeah.
Right this way, Mr. Mally Cat.
But you know what I'm saying? Like yeah, there's a bunch of people if you go to. So let's think of it this way. if it go to a tangible club, right, I think they would still know who Messi was.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think they would – they might not know who Kachuk is. Because you
depends
don't –
if it's in Broward for sure.
If you – because you haven't seen him, right? You don't know what he looks like. There's a bunch of hockey players that we've interviewed, and I've seen them in Shuck and Dive and didn't realize it was them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Anton Lundell?
No, I know.
Everybody knows he looks like a Targaryen. But right. Well, Sturainen.
Right. But unassuming. There's a couple of guys that they're just unassuming because, first of all, they – They wear helmets.
Josh Hart says, after Jans, it's Greg Dulcich.
Witcher!
Right this way, Mr. Dulcich. Is he Mr. Right This Way on the Dolphins right now, or is it A-Chan? Do you think enough
it's
people?
It's A-Chan.
It's A-Chan. I think if A-Chan and
do not people
Willis...
recognize A-Chan without with the gear off?
Yeah,
see,
you know.
It's tough. Though.
No, you
I'm
know
telling.
Who he is. And plus,
dude,
there's
a
the
lot
jewelry.
Of people who don't be
I've told you the story.
Does he wear jewelry?
Yeah.
I've told you the story. Mm-hmm. Me and my uncle went to a bar, and we were just sitting at the bar watching Monday Night Football, having a couple of cocktails. Guy comes in. We start talking. He starts having a conversation about me, with me. And me and my uncle just kept drinking, sitting there. This guy has no idea. The bartender, all the people over here, me and my uncle sitting here laughing. The whole Monday Night Football that we had a conversation about me with a guy that didn't realize I was me.
Dade South says
because Lake, everybody says I thought you were bigger.
Dade South says Lake Bacher couldn't even get in a roundup right now.
Yeah, they do, Stunning Steve. He's got the gold, the diamonds in his mouth. That's why we know. I knew HN. You know who HN is.
Lake Bacher.
You know, but there's a lot of people out there that right. don't know. Like I used to work
they got
a
fantasy.
Club.
They know.
I would say, but you know of no him, but you don't know what he looks like.
You know what? You know who got me into Roundup? Brad Penny.
Brad
Penny didn't have to pay to get in a Roundup. Got it right there's way, Mr. Penny. He got right in a Roundup with Matt Kemp.
I didn't have to pay to get in a Roundup.
Wait, Matt Kemp did play down here, right?
Yeah.
No, they were the Dodgers. They were visiting.
Oh, they were visiting?
It was
okay.
when they were visiting with the Dodgers, and Brad Penny brought him, Matt Kemp. Was Looney on that team? You know, it was like that version of the Dodgers. And,
wait a minute. Matt Kemp went to Roundup? This is Matt Kemp that was in a yacht Mr. with Rihanna.
It must have been a Sunday night.
He took him to Roundup, and we snuck in behind Brad Penny's entourage, so we didn't have to pay cover. It was great.
But I'm
you
just,
had the same type of haircut probably at that time.
Probably.
I'm just saying we
right this way, Mr. Penny.
So like even in Cleveland, right? You knew the basketball team because they kept losing to Jordan, so everybody knew them. But we wasn't hanging out in the same places because they was mostly intangibles. And Brad Daugherty, who all of a sudden got country when he quit.
No.
He was
always country. Don't
but
do
he got – no. He was always country.
NASCAR. Bro,
I'm telling you, when he got on NASCAR, he used to do the –
MJ's top dog now.
When he used to do NASCAR, we were like, hey, did anybody know Brad Daugherty had an accent like that? We went, no.
Michael Jordan got done suing NASCAR and started winning every championship.
Yeah, because it's all about access. He wasn't getting access to the motors.
Crazy. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Speaking of, some pretty goosey stuff from Giannis yesterday. That's next.